Pay for performance. It's a phrase that makes a lot of sense in theory, but in financial services, it's pretty hard to find in practice, unless you're talking about a hedge fund. A company called Transcend is offering a new pay for performance model, saying it will only get paid its full fee after beating the industry benchmark. President Chris Ambridge joins us now to talk about the model and how it's working so far. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
How does it work?
Well, it's really quite simple. We came to the conclusion that the industry for quite a long time has been charging fees, fees that perhaps a little exorbitant, fees that eventually will come to take a big bite out of clients' pocket. So we've said that we've been very successful at generating performance historically with the models and the portfolios we've been running. So let's put our money where our mouth is. And so we created a series of pooled funds, which are unique in Canada. Essentially, we charge a very low fee that just covers our costs.
25 basis points.
25
basis points. So about the same as an ETF.
A little less than most equity ETFs. Most equity ETFs are slightly higher, but yeah, correct. So our goal is we're going to try and match the investment risk profile of an ETF, but add value doing it. So by adding value, if we add value, then we charge a fee. If we don't add value, we earn nothing.
You charge 20% of the outperformance.
Correct.
So walk me through an example. If I have $10,000 invested in that fund and you outperform, say you earn an extra $1,000, or is it over the course of a year?
Well, it's over, the 20% is based on the annual outperformance, but we charge it quarterly. So it's best to describe it in percentage terms. So say we invest in the Canadian stock fund. The benchmark is the TSX. Recognized total return index. It's the standard for the Canadian industry. If that industry does 10% and we do 9.5%, well, we haven't outperformed. We don't charge anything. So clients are only subject to the 25 basis points or 0.25% annual fee. Now, if we do 12%, well, that means we outperform by 2% relative to the 10. So we would then take 20% of the 2%.
How'd you come up with 20%? Nice round number.
Easy to understand. It's a bit of an industry norm in the hedge fund world, which mm-hmm. we don't want to be equated with, but it's recognized.
Yep, the 2 and 20 model for hedge funds.
Mm-hmm. Whereas we're 25 and 20.
Right.
But in that world, there is no arbitrary benchmark. It's some figure that someone puts out as being a benchmark, and the performance fees just keep adding and adding up. Whereas in our case, we actually have to deliver something tangible that clients can see.
Are there shades of gray in terms of outperformance? How close can it be if you miss by 0.01%?
We get zero.
You get zero. So you believe that the benchmark index is that accurate and your performance measures are that accurate?
We are. The systems we use on the funds are audited, third parties. We are audited by the OSC. The information is readily available. So from our perspective, what we generate is crystal clear.
It is exceedingly difficult to beat the benchmark index. And we see, I've read the SPIVA data for years, all the data around active management just points out to how hard that actually is. So how are you going to do it? It would seem to me that you may have to take some pretty risky positions.
A lot of people think that. But in actual fact, the way we operate is we've distilled down where we're going to take our risks to a very select area, stock selection. What we do is recognizing that the underlying fee is very close to ETFs, well, let's match the risk characteristics of the ETFs. So once again, for Canadian stocks, we match the weightings in the sector. So we're not taking a sector investment risk. We're not taking more risky stocks. We match the underlying beta of the benchmark. We match value at risk characteristics, dividend yields, market caps, a raft of financial ratios and characteristics. So we're matching those in the portfolio. What we're doing is rather than buying all the stocks, we're selectively picking stocks that we believe are going to outperform their benchmark, their peer group, and the relative performance of the market as well.
Now, you talked about Canadian equity and the benchmark associated with that. Are you active in other markets? Are there other funds that you run?
We have 6 funds in total that are available to Canadians. Canadian, U.S., and international are the base funds that we use those to cobble together 3 other funds, a North American, a global equity, and something we call total equity, which spans the world.
How big a leap was this for you? Was this like, okay, everybody, hold hands, we're taking a risk here? Or was it, no, like other people do this, we can, whatever.
No one else does this. The only reason we can do this is because we've been in business for 10 years. We've built up a very stable client base where we offer other services in conjunction with this. So the premise is we've always wanted to get our fees down. How big a jump can we do? And this is the biggest jump there is, because there's no one else that says, unless I generate something in value that is better than something specific, I'm not getting paid.
What would be your break even in basis points? So you're charging 25 basis points, 0.25% around the cost of a passively managed ETF with very low cost, but you're not a huge organization. I don't know where your office is. Maybe you've got cheap rent or something. Maybe you're in your mom's basement. I don't know. What's the basis point break even? How critical is it for you to outperform?
Well, obviously, we would like to keep the lights on and keep growing. We have been growing at a fairly significant clip over the past 10 years. We've been on profit magazines.
But do you break even if you outperform 1 in 3 years? Do you break even if you exceed by 0.5%? Like, what are the stakes here?
The stakes are it's a part of a business. If we basically make nothing on this. So what we're looking at is additional profit to the company, because we have other portfolios that we manage, ETF portfolios and other things. For us, this is a way to expand our profile. Where we've been in the past in terms of giving you real numbers, we've outperformed since these funds have been in existence by a little over 3% per year across the family of funds. For us to meet, make a 1% fee, we have to outperform by 4%. So if you took it, the typical mutual fund out there, typical mutual fund, including advisors, trailers, 2.25. So we're nowhere close to that. If you look at robo fees, we are vastly under that. If you look at the true cost of the robos, from their cost to the MERs to the underperformance. So we are very comfortable with this, and we know that we make money because we continually make money 3 out of 4 quarters.
Do you think more companies will follow you?
No.
Do you want more companies to follow you? Do you think it would be good?
I think it would be good because there's publicity and numbers. People recognize that this is a trend.
It'd be a thing.
It'd be a thing. Like robo-advisors, they've become a thing because they've continued on.
It's relatively new. How long will you let it run for you to see whether or not it's going to work?
Well, we know it works. The funds have been in business for 6 years.
I mean the pay-for-performance model.
Ever. Forever. Our next goal is to get the 25 basis point fee down and be solidly performance only.
And how do you do that?
Get bigger, because the 25 basis points, all it covers is trading, regulatory, you know, standard legal costs, those are things. As you get bigger, they are less important. We can reduce the overall cost of the fund.
One last question. What are the challenges of running a business with such a volatile revenue stream, or at least the risk of a volatile revenue stream? Have you already saved for your kids' education? Is your retirement already set? Do you have a trust fund?
I do not have. Well, actually, I do. Well, no, I don't. No, I don't have a trust fund anymore.
You're not from anymore, but you used to have a trust fund?
I used to have a trust.
Okay.
But that's no longer in business. It's gone into the business to fund the capital to grow.
Right. So you can manage the volatility?
We can manage the volatility. We're very comfortable with what we've done.
Interesting. Chris, thank you for your time. Chris Ambridge is the president of Transcend.